the All-Star Game. On the left here, we have the Beasts from the East representing UNICEF. On the right, we have the Best of the West representing the World Wildlife Fund. Just a reminder of how this works, we're going to donate $400 to the charity of the winning team and $100 to the charity of the losing team. Unlike in past years, not going to have quite so many gimmicks. Feel free to donate if they miss it, but don't waste a lot of time while reading. Thank you. I'll have the players introduce themselves starting right there.
Kai Smith.
Well, let's tell your school too.
Very good.
Use the mic.
I'm Carly Guzman from St. John's.
Eric Shue from Western Alma.
Ben Zag from Ladue.
Jason Weiser,
Lazo.
Sam Blizzard from North Mountain.
Yeah, I don't know.
The second
one. Adam
Fine, University of Chicago Lab.
Congratulations to everyone for making it up here. Don't waste your moment in the sun. Are both teams ready to start?
Yep.
Alright, I will begin with toss-up one. The Suits Index measures how tax policies play out in societies affected by this condition. Skill bias technical change can lead to an increase in this property. A text partly titled for this condition notes that the first man to fence off and claim land as his.
Origin. Inequality.
20 points. Your bonus, after mistakenly thinking Frederick Lawrence is this woman's lover, Gilbert Markham knocks him from his horse. For 10 points each, name this character who flees her husband, Arthur Huntington, to live at the title estate of the novel in which she appears. Your answer, please. Helen Graham, who appears with Gilbert Markham in what pseudonymous lyric in the 1848 novel published soon after its author's earlier Agnes Gray. That's right. This author wrote The Tenant of Wildfell Hall. She was part of a famous family of writers, but also included her sisters, Charlotte and Emily.
And
20 points for Tenant of Wildfell Hall and Anne Roderick. Also, two, this man noted that it is impossible to test any scientific hypothesis in isolation in a thesis inspired by Paul Duhem, an idea linked to his web of belief. This philosopher illustrated the indeterminacy of translation by noting that one could interpret. By noting that one can interpret God Guide in many ways, this man claimed traditional ways of studying knowledge have failed and should be replaced with scientific naturalism. This author of Epistemology Naturalized contrasted the terms unmarried man and bachelor in a paper that refuted logical positivist semantic reductionism and the analytic synthetic distinction. For 10 points, name this American philosopher and mathematician who wrote Word and Object and Two Dogs of Empiricism.
Quine.
That's right.
Yeah, good job. Okay.
Got points.
Last Quine.
West Coast.
Your bonus, the world record longest of these animals was a 48.5-inch long Maine coon named Stewie. For 10 points each, name this type of animal whose other notable breeds include the water-loving Turkish fan, the bent-eared Scottish bull, and the hairless sphinx.
So is it dog?
It's
some kind of cat.
Yes, cats. This cat breed is often referred to on its home island as a stubbin, a reference to their nearly or entirely missing tails.
Is this meat?
Or is this like the ones in
like
the
Manx?
Manx? Yes, Manx cats. Like the French chartreux, this breed is known for its thick, soft, double coat. It takes its name from its fur color, originating from a type of black gene, and for its origin in Marco Angles.
Whatever.
I don't know.
Persian blue.
No.
Calico.
Is a Russian blue. Magic, I think that was good enough to appear in the regular tournament. Do I get me a bit of every game? All star game? Toss up three. This man is the presumed author of a canonical epistle that quotes the non-canonical book of Enoch and refers to a fight between Satan and Michael over Moses' body. In the Gospel of John, this disciple asks Christ why he doesn't manifest himself to the whole world at the Last Supper. Along with Bartholomew, this saint first spread the gospel to Armenia. The penultimate book of the New Testament is this saint's epistle. Mentions of this apostle, who is often equated with Thaddeus, are typically appended with of James, so as to distinguish this saint from an apostle with a similar name. For 10 points, name this patron saint of lost causes.
It's Jude.
It is Jude.
Oh, yeah.
Your bonus, inspired by the Manichaeans, Paulicians, and Bobomils before them, this peaceable sect had a dualistic cosmology that grew to the light of believers called Perfects. 10 points each named this religious sect in the south of France. Innocent III called a crusade against this group in the 13th century, which included the bloody siege of Carcassonne.
Cathars,
right? Blanche, a French regent from this Iberian kingdom, helped bring an end to the Albigensian Crusade. It merged with Leon in 1301, named the dialect of Spanish used in Madrid.
Castile
is correct. Raymond VI, the count of this historical region of southern France, refused to crusade against the Cathars, possibly murdering a papal legate in the process. This county was subsumed into France after a 1218 siege of its capital.
Toulouse,
430. Toss of four. Thomas Clarkson inspired a future leader of this political faction to found the Society of the Friends of Blacks. The provincial Federalist Revolt supported this group after its failed attempt to shut down the newspaper Le Père Duchesne. Madame Roland's salon hosted meetings for this faction, which included abolitionists. Which included abolitionist Jacques Pierre Brissot and assassin Charlotte Corday. As part of this group, which supported war with Austria, Philippe de Gouges wrote a Declaration of the Rights of Woman before its 1793 ouster from the National Convention by the Mountain Faction. For 10 points, named this political faction of revolutionary France, which lost out to the Jacobins.
Girondist?
That's right. Girondist is correct.
Whatever.
Your bonus, these elements include the abstract factory and the singleton. For 10 points each, name these elements of reusable software that were proposed in a namesake book by the Gang of Four.
By the Gang of Four?
This is not science.
Like China?
Is this science?
Are you sure?
These are design patterns.
Design patterns
were first proposed in a book that advocates for this programming paradigm. This paradigm stresses the importance of polymorphism, inheritance, and abstraction.
Object-oriented.
Yeah. That's right. Okay. This structural design pattern allows one interface to smoothly interact with another interface. It is sometimes called a wrapper.
This is like that class that wraps another class.
Your
encapsulation.
No.
Substantiation.
It is an adapter. You've got my Jose thing for that one.
Thank you.
Number five. This is the last word in the English title of a novel named for a François de Nomé painting in which the Dr. Auger and the orphans Esteban and Sofia join up with the adventure of Victor Huge. In another novel, Don Fermín's lover Ambrosio encounters Santiago Zavala in a dog pound, and the two talk for hours.
Cathedral.
20 points for Cathedral. Your bonus, a campaign ad for this politician featuring famous Kentucky institutions accidentally included footage of the Duke basketball team. For 10 points each, named the senior senator from Kentucky who currently serves as Senate Minority Leader. Mitch McConnell. This current Kentucky Secretary of State is McConnell's presumptive Democratic opponent in his 2014 re-election bid. If elected, she would become the youngest active senator.
Grimes.
Yeah, Alison Grimes. This other female Democratic candidate is an incumbent from Louisiana. She chairs the Senate Committee on Energy and has been targeted for her support of the Affordable Care Act.
Oh, I know. I've heard of this.
Your answer?
Yes.
Your answer?
Langer.
Langer is correct. Yeah. 10 and 20. On bounce back.
Ask each other.
Top 6. In 1953, a delivery boy for this municipal area's namesake Eagle Paper discovered a set of numbers left by KGB agents on microfilm inside a hollow nickel. Lyman Ward Beecher breached in this place's Plymouth Church. The USS Monitor was built in this place's harbor. A structure named for this place, built in rivalry with St. Louis's James Eads, had a designer who caught a fatal tetanus infection due to crushed toes and pioneered the use of
just Brooklyn?
20 points. Your bonus, this member of a prominent musical family honored one of his strongest influences with the Trio Sonata Parnassus or the Apotheosis of Corelli. For 10 points each, named this French composer of such keyboard works as the Mysterious Barricades. Nicknamed Le Grand, he was memorialized in a piano suite by Maurice Ravel. Couperin is correct. Couperin's music inspired a dance suite named Divertimento by this German composer of the tone poems Death in and Transfiguration and Ein Heldenleben. This man's operas include Salome and Der Rosenkavalier. Correct. The aforementioned Arcangelo Corelli invented this Baroque musical form in which music is passed between a small group of soloists and the ripieno for the rest of the orchestra, unlike a similar form which uses only one soloist. 30 points. Toss of 7. One observer of these creatures claims to be from Whirly Ward, Connecticut, and that character likes to chew candles and eat the olives from her mother's martinis.
Is it like banana fish?
20 points!
Yeah! Cool! Okay. Cool.
Among us, in the human genome, the most common of these elements is called ALU. For 10 points, each name of these genetic sequences, which are particularly abundant in eukaryotes. They have an RNA intermediate that is reverse transcribed, which then inserts itself back into the genome.
I like primers. I'm bad at bio.
Your answer, please.
Primers.
Nope. What do you got?
Transposon.
More.
Oh, these are signs?
No. They're retrotransposons. ALU elements are classified as this type of retrotransposons, which lack long-term real repeats and which do not code for functional reverse transcriptase. They are shorter than lines.
Shorter than lines? What? Slide? The dots?
Great, please.
The dots. Slime.
I'm very good using context clues.
The sign?
That's right. Oh. ALU elements get their name because they are recognized by ALUI, one of these proteins which cleave DNA in specific sequences. Molecular cloning makes heavy use of these enzymes. Yes, 10 for each team.
You're not very good. This is bad science.
Oh, I did it.
Shape. It's okay.
Yeah, I did.
Science. Only 70.
Okay, we are on toss of 8, which is Brett Moreland's gift to this tournament. Awesome. A sculpture by this artist shows a woman leaning on a large quartz crystal while holding a diving rod, was inspired by the 1849 gold rush, and is entitled California. A marble work by this man showing a woman clad only in a Native American skirt is entitled Blast of the Tribe. He depicted
Remington.
No.
Yeah,
he depicted a certain woman holding an apple to her chest in one work and grasping her chest after making a fatal decision in another. Those sculptures are Eve Tempted and Eve Disconsolate. The Venus de Medici served as the basis for his most famous sculpture, which depicts a nude woman holding a chain with a locket and a cross on it while her hands are shackled together. For 10 points, name this American sculptor of the Greek slave.
Powers.
Hiram Powers, correct.
Yes.
Your bonus, name two American philosophers who have engaged with pragmatism. This 19th century philosopher and brother of novelist wrote Principles of Psychology and described a new name for some old ways of thinking in pragmatism. James was inspired by this logician and philosopher who divided representations into icons, indices, and symbols in auto-linguistic categories. This man introduced his pragmatic maxim in how to make our ideas clear. This analytic philosopher and formulator of each winner thought experiment has become more pragmatist in recent time. This man's theory of multiple realizability argues that individual mental states can have many causes, and he has critiqued the brain and math thought experiments.
Putnam
for 30. Awesome 9. Defects in the NPXY sorting signal prevent this molecule's receptor from binding a clathrin AP2 pit, leading to a disease abbreviated FH. SREBP activates transcription of this particle's receptor, a protein that Brown and Goldstein won Nobel Prizes for characterizing. This molecule's oxidized product accumulates in macrophages called foam cells. A massive 4,536 residue monomer called ApoB100 is one of its components. These particles have a much lower
beta amyloid plaques?
No. These particles have a much lower concentration of triglycerides than do chylomicrons. A high concentration of these particles in blood vessels can lead to atherosclerosis. For 10 points, name these lipoproteins that transport cholesterol from the liver to the tissues, erroneously known as bad cholesterol.
HDL.
LDL.
I'm still 10.
That is one. We continue to toss at 10. One method of accomplishing this task marks two parallel lines above a ray, creating equal spaces, then folds the paper they are on so that a corner touches the middle line. Another method for this task uses a semicircle with two perpendicular segments called a tomahawk. Using classical tools, it can be approximate.
So, like, construction.
It is. I can talk about that. What?
Swearing is
something. No, it's not. Using classical tools, it can be approximated by infinitely alternating sides of the process that involves drawing three arcs. The function 4x cubed minus 3x equals a constant is used to determine whether the classical version of this task can be done. That equation was used by Pierre Wansel to prove that this task, like doubling the cube, is impossible using only a straight edge compass. For 10 points, identify this task that involves dividing the space between rays into a certain number of equal parts.
bisecting an angle?
That is correct.
Okay, sorry.
Different. Okay. You're still in this.
So you were building a house in China. You were in the objects in the house and the foundations of the house itself, according to the principles of this system, which means wind, water. That's correct. Just to be safe, you avoid buying this many tables or any number of tables containing this number, either as a digit or a multiple, because the word for this number is similar to the word for death.
So, yeah.
I know what you mean. Yes, poor. You peek under the floorboards and in the attic and admit any hiding members of this persecuted religion founded by Liu Hongji, lest authorities break in and start searing your flesh with hot iron. That is correct. A fortuitous bonus for the East. And that's half.
Alright.
We have a score of 250 for the Beast from the East and 100 for the Best of the West.
I've got that.
Yes, you have.
Wait, I got two.
You got.
Banana.
I got that.
Okay. So LDL is like.
Yo, okay, Jimmy Neutron sent me TL, so I squinted around and I keep flipping around.
Like, don't get your information from Jimmy Neutron.
Yo, Jimmy Neutron is like,
whenever you're ready, Matt Hayter. Both you enjoyed it. I'll continue with Cosmo 11 to the bottom. Some of this man's paintings were attributed to three masters, including Pietro Coppolini in a 2002 Bruno Zanardi book. This artist created seven separate allegorical depictions of the vices that line a wall across from his seven depictions of their virtuous counterparts. Those 14 paintings...
Bosch?
No. Those 14 paintings are in a building with a cobalt blue ceiling that also contains this man's Kiss of Judas and a painting of the Last Judgment that features a blue devil and a gold-ringed Christ. This artist of the Ognissanti Madonna painted a life cycle on the life of St. Francis of Assisi as part of his best-known accomplishment. For 10 points, name the student of Cimabue who painted fresco cycles on the lives of Christ and the Virgin for the Arena Chapel. Giotto's right. Believe it. Eubonis, as a child, this character gets stomped in the face by a horse, and at the end of one novel in which he appears, he leaves home for Harvard. 10 points each named this semi-autobiographical character whose 20s are described in the novel Love, Time, and the River.
It's the guy from the movie. You can't go home again.
I don't know his name.
No.
You're right.
Edward.
Nope.
Gant?
Yes, Eugene Gant is correct. Eugene Gant is also the protagonist of this novel set in Altamont, a town in the fictional state of Catawba, which is a loosely fictionalized version of its author's hometown of Asheville, New York.
Look homeward
to England. I meant North Carolina, sorry.
Okay, look homeward to
England. It is look homeward to England. It is not. Bomb in. Love, Time, and the River and Look Homeward Angel are novels by this author of the posthumous You Can't Go Home Again.
Woof.
That is correct. Woof. 20 to 10.
East Coast. Woof, 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 woof.
Awesome. Well, upon being asked what's the matter, this character yells, "Murder's the matter! Slaughter's the matter! Killing's the matter!" This character's popularity owes a great deal to the actress Jane Green, who played her in the premiere. This character gives Sir Lucius O'Trigger false hope by exchanging flirtatious letters with him.
This is Malaprop.
20 points.
Nice!
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. You're the very pineapple of politeness, Carlo. Your bonus, one of these objects is suspended from a prong in front of a fish-shaped body of water in Salvador Dali's Mountain Lake. 10 points each named these objects. In 1936, Dali affixed a plaster lobster to another one of them, which he gave to his patient, Edward James.
Telephone.
Correct. A red-haired woman holds a telephone and says, "Oh, all right," in a Comic Sense was painting by this pop artist who used Band-Aid since of work with Drowning Girl, and wham!
Lichtenstein
is correct. Telephone is the name of the most famous painting by Morton Schamberg. Schamberg, like this fellow American painter of My Egypt and I Saw the Figure Five in Gold, was a pioneer in precisionism. 30 points. For Charles Yeah. 2013, during the performance of this task, one man's sweat turned the leaves of a wreath from black to white. While performing this task, a hero rescued Aesculapius and wrestled with the herdsman Menoetius. During this task, a monster involved dripped saliva on the ground.
Oh!
Actually, my foot is...
Looks like you should have done that. No. Turned into the Aconite plant. After its completion, its performer gave his wife in marriage to Iolaus, his chariot.
So staying in the Hydra. Wait.
That's what he said. Who in the audience want to answer this question?
I would.
Go ahead, Cody, who's looking at the packets.
Is that the capture of Cerberus?
Very good!
All right,
you're making the chair feel sad. In 2014, Francis Walton was dispatched to a sultan of this name to negotiate a never-completed British-Ottoman alliance against Spain. A later sultan of this name allegedly wielded a 130-pound mace and 110-pound broadsword personally in battle. The second sultan of this name...
No, screw it. I don't care. Mimit.
No.
I don't care.
No,
you got
the animals.
I don't care.
The second sultan of his name besieged Korea and tried to put down the Skanderbeg revolt, which arose when he was fighting Shahrukh in the east, and also ended the long campaign by besting Janos Hunyadi in the Battle of Varna. The first sultan of this name was stabbed to death in his tent by Milos Obilić after beating Prince Vlad.
Murad?
Yes.
Oh, damn!
You want to answer these questions about resources used by the Olmec Society in ancient Mesoamerica for 10 points each. These landmark Olmec sculptures, which are usually about 6 feet tall, were carved out of basalt rock transported without wheels from the Tuxtla Mountains. Archaeologists have found rubber objects designed for this sacred activity at Olmec sites in Mayan times and involve elevated stone hoops, a flat field, and the use of one's hips and feet. The ball game. The Olmecs began domesticating this wild grass, a member of the genus Zaya, an ancestor of modern maize corn, so its tiny seed-bearing ears would become fatter.
This grass?
Yeah. What do you got?
It's a
rye. It's called Teosinte.
Okay.
You get 20.
I'm sorry.
They don't even get that idea.
That's okay.
Also, Toss-up 15, the OXO process uses a catalyst containing this metal bonded to four carbonyl groups, which is useful for hydroformylations. To prove parity violation, the Wu experiment used atoms of this element. The first Bruner coordination complex contained this metal bonded to four amines. This element's chloride forms a hexahydrate that is purple in color, but is blue.
Oh. Potassium?
No. Not potassium. When designated, this element is found in a chloride ring, a biological compound required for the synthesis of odd chain fatty acids. That vitamin, which requires an intrinsic factor for its absorption, is B12. This element, iron and nickel, are ferromagnetic. For 10 points, name this transition metal, which forms a namesake.
Cobalt.
Cobalt is correct.
Although, to be fair,
Geronis MBBA, one of these substances, exists in the nematic phase at room temperature. For 10 points each, name these substances, which have varying amounts of short range and long range order, and are usually classified as being in pneumatic, smectic, chiral, or columnar phases.
Liquid crystals.
That's right. This liquid crystal phase, best exemplified by the cellularless lipid bilayer, consists of flat sheets of LCs separated by thin planes of solvent. Rapidly quenching eutectic mixtures makes this alternating band structure in solids.
Yo, I'm not eutectic.
Nice enough now, is it? Anything, no? You guys?
What?
Say, strata. See, lamellar phase? Twisted pneumatic phase liquid crystals will arrange when provoked by this stimulus. In an electrolytic cell, this phenomenon provides the energy for a redox reaction to occur.
It's not light.
Electricity?
Wait, what? They said electrolytic. I'm confused.
Yes, please.
Light.
You guys?
Electricity.
Yes.
What?
10 each on the bus.
It's okay.
Okay. Yeah, just a- also 16, you want to do the score of 3/4 mark?
Yeah. No.
350 and 150. Wow. Still anyone's game.
That's just mean.
Yeah. Also 16, this author plagiarized Eugene Marais to write his own The Life of the Ant, and was also accused of ripping off Robert Browning for his play Mona Vanna. The second title character of one of his works loses her wedding ring in a fountain and is later wounded when Eniold discovers her cheating on her husband Golode. Interior and The Death of Tintagiles are among this man's plays for marionettes. Visits the Land of Memory, the Palace of Night, and the Kingdom of the Future, featuring this man's most famous play, in which the fairy Berylyn helps Meidl and Tiltil search for happiness.
Oh, Berylyn?
Berylyn is correct. Your bonus answer these questions about changes within the military of the late Roman Republic for 10 points each. This rival Sulla, a 7-time consul, reformed the military by allowing non-landowners to join the ranks and giving land as a retirement bonus. Marius, correct? Crassus survived this ancient punishment from 71 BCE by which a commander ordered the random execution by lot of a tenth of his own men.
Yes, decimation.
Decimation is correct. Roman soldiers could not bear arms inside this symbolic boundary around the city of Rome, a taboo which Sulla's march on Rome broke. The Senate couldn't be more than a mile outside it.
Wall.
Symbolic boundary. Yes.
Like it's not a wall.
metaphorical wall.
It's a period.
You're right. It's not a wall.
You get 20.
You're there. You're there. Yeah.
2017, a 2005 act to prevent abuse in this practice placed restrictions on automatic stays. The first lasting national legislation governing this practice was the 1898 Nelson Act. Kevin Orr was appointed to manage those taking a haircut due to a large instance of this action by Governor Rick Snyder. Undergoing this action did not solve the CalPERS problem for Anthony Silva, the mayor of Stockton, California.
Going bankrupt?
Yeah.
That's cool.
File it, Rick.
Is that what you're doing?
Your bonus, several villas in these places were already Christian when first discovered by Spaniards, claiming that a lady in blue flew across from Europe to teach them about Jesus. The Quantitian these Native American villages made out of adobe, which lent their name to several indigenous groups in what is now New Mexico.
Pueblo.
Yes, Pueblo is correct. This Spanish explorer conquered Hawiku, Cibola, and other Pueblos. He got as far north as Kansas while searching for the seven cities of gold that Cabeza de Vaca had lied about.
Coronado
is correct. This anti-Christian Tewa Indian launched the 1680 Pueblo Revolt, which was brutally suppressed by Antonio de Otermin near present-day Santa Fe.
Nathan knows it.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Answer?
No, answer.
You guys?
Hope.
Yeah.
What?
Pronounce
Pope. Yeah. I would think
Pope. That's a good one.
Pointed.
You got points.
That's 200. 2018, a form of nostalgia from the time before this event includes the preservation of crosswalk lights depicting a fedora-wearing man. This event, after which many people were required to pay the solidarity surcharge, is celebrated on October 3rd each year. A precedent for this event was based on Article 23 of the Basic Law, which had previously been applied to...
What? The abolition of slavery?
No. Which had previously been applied to Sarlon. Immediately before this event, which was finalized by the 2+4 Treaty, the BDS replaced the SED Party. This event involved the arrest of Aegon Prince and extended the domain presided over by Helmut Kohl. For 10 points, name this process which occurred 2 years after the fall of the Berlin Wall, in which two halves of a European nation became one.
Dude. Yes, it's the reunification of Germany.
What did you say?
The reunification
yes,
of
Germany. Yes, that's
right. I thought you were nice. Okay.
Your bonus dismantling linguistic works include a theory of semiotics and the role of the reader. For 10 points, each name is an Italian semiotician who offered the essay collection his readings, as well as six walks in the fictional woods. He also wrote the novels The Prague Cemetery and The Hour of the Day Before. In this Echo novel, William of Baskerville and his apprentice Ansel Belk investigate a series of murders in a monastery where a copy of Aristotle's Lost Treatise on Comedy is kept.
Name of the Rose.
Although we didn't spoil that. Echo's novel, The Mysterious I didn't hear you. Echo's novel, The Mysterious Flame of Queen Luana, concerns Yambo, a man who forgets everything except what he's acquired while doing this activity. A prefatory poem by a different author addressed to a man doing this activity ends by calling him a hypocrite, a likeness, and a brother.
Oh, like, to you, the reader. Like, reading
like
before the mall.
Like,
no, it's like the introduction to before the mall. Like, you, hypocrite reader. Like
yes.
Reading.
Yes.
Oh, whatever.
You get 3 points.
Okay.
Good job.
Yeah,
200.
Yeah.
Alright, toss up the penultimate. Though it is not a sonata, Clara Schumann's only piece of this type contains a scherzo in tempo di menuetto and is in G minor. Brahms's first composition of this type begins in B major, but unusually ends in parallel minor. Aaron Copland's Vitebsk was written for this ensemble.
It's like piano trio?
20 points. Fine buzz. Your bonus Alexander Gorsky's additions to this work include interpolating the Grand Pas de Toreadores from Ballet Zoraya and adding two Ricardo Rigo composed variations for the character Kitri. For 10 points each in this ballet, the second act ends with the title character falling unconscious at the feet of Sancho Panza after ineffectually tilting at some windmills. So it's called Don Quixote, featuring music by Ludwig Mikus and choreography by this prolific Frenchman, who also choreographed Tchaikovsky's Sleeping Beauty and The Nutcracker. Your answer, please.
Pedro.
No. Mario's Pedro's correct. Pedro's many revivals include a staging of this adult Madame ballet. Carlo De Grisi was the first to dance its title role, a girl who dies of a broken heart, but is revived by a group of supernatural women called the Bees.
So.
Yes, 20 and 10 on the bonus.
Our suffering is almost
there. Toss up the last. This model's energy is added to the energy of the rigid rotor to model Robot-Rath Wobibrionic coupling, and using an exponential Morse potential with this system gives more accurate results in IR spectroscopy. Taking the higher order terms of the Taylor expansion of the potential of this system allows for modeling anharmonic effects, and the system's wave function contains a Hermite polynomial. The energy levels of this system are proportional to the quantum number.
Yeah.
Yo, was this just like the hydrogen atom?
It's not being wrong.
Well, they have to soon.
To be clear, quantum number plus one half, diatomic molecules are commonly modeled using this system whose energy levels are evenly spaced and whose potential is a parabola in Whitehook's law. For 10 points, name this simple quantum system that is an analog of the classical masses connected by a spring.
Quantum harmonic oscillator?
A quantum harmonic oscillator. Bonus, I'm going to read this because it's a physics bonus I wrote.
Oh, yes.
To bonus, identify the following about unusual negative quantities in physics for 10 points each. So-called left-handed examples of these artificial substances can exhibit a negative index of refraction. Other examples of these substances can be used to create super lenses capable of bypassing the diffraction limit.
Metamaterials.
Metamaterials is correct. The possibility of a negative energy density in quantum field theory was shown by this effect, named for a Dutch physicist, in which a force is generated in a vacuum between two uncharged conductors brought extremely close together. Casimir effect, correct. Visser et al. Suggested that negative mass may arise from angle excess in the cosmic variety of these one-dimensional objects, which sweep out two-dimensional world sheets as they move through space.
Brains.
You guys.
Yeah.
These are strings.
Oh,
strange.
Oh,
strange.
Oh,
strange.
Oh,
strange.
Oh,
strange. Oh, strange. Oh, strange. Oh, strange. Oh, strange. Oh, strange. Oh, strange. Oh, strange. Oh, strange. Oh, strange. Oh, strange. Oh, strange. Oh, strange. Oh, strange. Oh, strange. Oh, strange. Oh, strange. Oh, strange. Oh, strange. Oh, strange. Oh, strange. Oh, strange. Oh, strange. Oh, strange. Oh, strange. Oh, strange. Oh, strange. Oh, strange. Oh, strange. Oh, strange. Oh, strange. Oh, strange. Oh, strange. Oh, strange. Oh, strange. Oh, strange. Oh, strange. Oh, strange. O